Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. All you have to do is call 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got Skype. You can call into the show with Skype by using username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over first. It will be approved, and then after that, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. And if you can do it on Skype, then that's preferred, because you'll generally sound better that way. Coming up, Danica, you've got a story about some students in Maine who are in hot water over their viewpoint about the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
Want to talk about that for sure coming up here tonight. But, Daryl, you've actually shared some video with me here. It's very short. It's about a minute long.
Yes.
And it actually has this character, General Michael Hayden, who you, if you've been paying attention to the Edward Snowden revelations over the last, what, almost 2 years now, since Snowden came out with that information,
yep.
The just amazing and damning information about the NSA and its role in spying on not just people all around the globe, but also all kinds of Americans, just basically spying on everyone and having the potential to be able to, you know, go into your computer so long as they knew your IP address or your email address. And they have all kinds of different, you know, outrageous things that they could do to invade your privacy. And this Michael Hayden guy, he was the guy who was in charge of the NSA at the time the Snowden revelations happened. I remember him. He was the person who was speaking out, responding to Snowden. And the way Snowden was doing things, of course, for those that may not know who we're talking about, who is Edward Snowden?
Edward Snowden, I would say, is one of the biggest whistleblowers of all time as far as the level of information that he wound up leaking. He leaked an untold number of documents in 2013.
We still haven't seen it all.
Right. Leaked these to journalists from The Guardian and The New York Times, Glenn Greenwald being one of the journalists. Greenwald, of course, has since left The Guardian and started up The Intercept with a couple of other journalists. And a lot of this that has been revealed by Greenwald and others who got the documents from Edward Snowden have confirmed things that libertarians were being called crazy for suggesting even 3 years ago.
Like mass surveillance.
Mass surveillance, government, you know, getting phone records, metadata, being able to read emails and the like. And, well, you know, documents have come forth showing that, yeah, they're doing exactly that. And it's even a little worse than that because they have basically made deals with all of the tech companies that make software and hardware in the United States to where there has to be a back door to where the NSA can get in. And, you know, of course, the federal government is saying, well, this hasn't harmed the American tech companies. But if you look at sales records from, you know, the last 2 years, it actually has harmed them.
Oh, wow.
Because the sales have declined a little bit.
So Hayden, if you recall, was the guy answering the allegations, answering the evidence that Edward Snowden, because Snowden had NSA memos and all kinds of stuff. He had PowerPoint presentations from the NSA as to how some of their spying tools worked and, you know, some really damning stuff.
And so, some of the things were very interesting. And I applaud Glenn Greenwald for releasing the info the way he did, because he would release
it out.
Yeah. Little bits at a time and let the NSA, you know, come up with some kind of excuse.
Right.
And then he'd come up with something that showed that their excuse was bunk, And then they would come out with another excuse, and then he'd come out with something else.
It's not just excuses, just lies. I mean, Hayden, the NSA boss man at the time, he would just, you know, he'd tell lies to cover up, you know, the truth that
right.
Edward Snowden was coming out with, and then Snowden's next release, as you pointed out, would counteract those lies and show that they're lying again. And they just kept getting caught in, you know, cover-up after cover-up and lie after lie. I mean, this guy is, this Hayden is a scumbag.
Yes.
So now what's happening, Daryl? Because should I play the video first, or should you read the piece that you have?
Let me read the piece.
Okay.
And then play. I'll point to you when I want you to play the video.
All right.
So the story here comes from the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. It's written by one of the writers over there, Adam Dick. He says, Michael Hayden, who served in turn as director of the NSA, principal deputy director of national intelligence, and director of the CIA from 1999 through 2009.
Director of the CIA. I didn't know that about
yes.
him.
That's
okay.
interesting.
Elicited laughs and a loud jeer of, no, you're not.
Yeah.
In response to his assertion Friday during the Conservative Political Action Conference debate that he is, quote, an unrelenting libertarian.
All right, so the clip doesn't start right there, but it's fairly short. Here we go. He's on stage, by the way, with Judge Napolitano. So we don't know the circumstances, at least yet, about where this clip sort of came out of, but here it is.
If NSA were even capable of doing what the judge has just outlined for you, we wouldn't be having a debate here today. There would be nothing to argue about. Let's talk about reality. Let's talk about facts.
All right. So, politician, and he's a politician, just because he's not running for office doesn't mean he's not a politician.
Right.
when a politician says, let's talk about facts, look out, he's probably about to lie to you.
And I haven't found the actual name of this panel that they had, but Lou Dobbs was the moderator.
Okay.
And it was this Michael Hayden guy debating Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Gotcha. All right, continuing here.
Judge is an unrelenting libertarian.
All right, now, before we get to his next line, if the crowd hadn't applauded when he said the judge is an unrelenting libertarian, would he have said what he's about to say? Ask
That's a good
that.
Question, and I also find it odd that there are people applauding the term libertarian here because
it's not a libertarian
conservative
convention.
Political action conference. And CPAC has been known to not be exactly friendly to libertarians.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean there aren't some of them in the audience.
Right. There are. You know, so there are libertarians that will attend this thing. But
I don't know
the
why.
Organizers are blatantly hostile
yeah.
to libertarians.
Why would they give their money to this group? I don't know.
Log Cabin Republicans have been told that they can't
attend. Those are the gay Republicans, right?
Go Proud, which is another gay Republican group, they have been told, like, you're not welcome here. But yet, a lot of libertarians will still go. And
well, this is D.C., right? Like, they're, you know, these are Beltway libertarians.
No, like, there are libertarians that travel to CPAC so that they can vote in the straw poll to,
ridiculous.
You know, try to send some kind of message of, the libertarians are taking over the Republican Party!
Do you think that they're just looking for a fight, maybe?
No, there are actually people that call themselves libertarians that think that you can take over the Republican Party.
All right, let me get to the next line. So ask yourself, when he says this, would he have said it had the audience not responded positively toward the word libertarian?
So am I.
Yeah.
And I'm an unrelenting libertarian who's also responsible for 4 decades of his life for another important part of that document. The part that says, provide for the common defense.
And now he's getting cheers.
Well, there's a large audience here. Just because some people cheered for Libertarian doesn't mean the same people are cheering him on in the second place. But then again, maybe they are.
Right. But, you know, like, these are the same people, you know, for the most part. Republicans are the people that booed Ron Paul for quoting the golden rule during a debate.
All right, let's come back with more here. You've got more analysis on the way. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything you'd like here on Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
And somebody, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And if you believe for a moment that the NSA director, former NSA director, I wonder what sweet golden parachute kind of gig he got after that. If you believe that he's actually a libertarian, as he's now claimed on stage in a debate with Judge Andrew Napolitano, would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE here. And by the way, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com, get some real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. Get the news over at freedomsphoenix.com as we continue here. Let me just recap this audio clip here, Daryl. I know you've got a story. Where's it from, by the way, Ron Paul?
This is the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity.
So this is the former director of the National Security Agency.
And former head of CIA.
Yeah, for a number of years, apparently. Michael Hayden, this is what he had to say about himself. After saying that Judge Napolitano is an unrepentant libertarian, the crowd at this CPAC conference doesn't go wild, but there's enough applause to where he then says, and that's not a bad response.
So am I.
I think that part's more confused.
I'm an unrelenting libertarian,
he describes himself.
I love that you can make out that people were saying, no, you're not.
Yeah.
So the article here continues. It says, it's hard to imagine a more preposterous assertion from Hayden, who defends the U.S. government's extensive torture program, many of the revolting details of which were recently revealed in a partially released Senate Intelligence Committee report.
Well, if he was in charge of the CIA, he's certainly not unfamiliar with torturing people.
And oversaw the NSA mass spying program. Libertarians, of course, oppose such violations of individual rights. If Hayden had changed his mind and become an opponent of massive rights violations that intelligence agencies committed under his oversight, his unrelenting libertarian claim might not be so ridiculous. However,
sure.
However, Hayden is a steadfast defender of the violations. After NSA whistleblower Edward
Snowden... Yeah, it'd be one thing... Hold on, before you go on. It'd be one thing if he were to say, you know, I was wrong, and I couldn't get the perspective until after I left office and the power left my hands, and now I'm finally clear-headed. I've taken off the... What is it? It's rose-colored glasses if everything looks good, but like violence-colored glasses or something, the state glasses or whatever.
Hat or something.
I've taken off this awful cloak of the state, and now I see the error of my ways. But he hasn't said anything like that. He's claiming to, on one hand, be a libertarian, an unrelenting libertarian, and then in the same breath saying that, well, the Constitution says we can do all this stuff. Let's keep torturing and spying because freedom.
Because it's for the common good.
Yeah.
The article continues. After NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed information about the U.S. government's mass spying program, unrelenting libertarian Hayden joked about putting Snowden on President Obama's targeted kill list.
Wow.
Whoa.
And when Senator Dianne Feinstein, who then chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee, started making some critical comments about the torture program, the unrelenting libertarian dismissed Feinstein's concerns as the senator just being, quote, unquote, emotional. Hayden continues to defend U.S. government encroachment of individual rights. In fact, that was his purpose in participating at the CPAC debate in debating Andrew Napolitano.
His purpose was to defend the actions.
Yes. Yeah. Napolitano, of course, the Fox News senior judicial analyst and a Ron Paul Institute advisory board member. The thing here continues. It says they were debating the U.S. government's mass spying program. Hayden, as expected, presented a blanket defense of the program. At the beginning of the debate, Hayden drew applause and cheers when he called Napolitano an unrelenting libertarian. And then when he said, so am I, it got the very different audience reaction.
Yeah, I was just on a show called Peaceful Anarchism and doing an interview there and was talking about the term libertarian and how it has been just destroyed in my adult lifetime.
Oh, absolutely.
My experience with it has been that, you know, back when I became a libertarian in around the year 2000, a little before that, during the Harry Brown campaign for libertarian presidential candidate, that was back when it meant something to me to be a libertarian. And then the Libertarian Party started accepting all these people into it who were pretty clearly not libertarians.
You mean Bob Barr?
Bob Barr.
Former CIA,
right.
Bob Barr.
Yeah.
So it worked for him to say, I'm a libertarian.
Well, and I didn't really believe him on that one, but at the very least there he was willing to say he was wrong about the war on drugs,
right.
And you know, he had at least tried to pretend like he was more libertarian, but it wasn't impressive to me.
Right.
And Bob Barr was just in a long line of people who were using the label libertarian, I thought, inappropriately. And it's only gotten worse over time, you know, whether it be talk show hosts like Neil Bortz, who on one hand claim to be a libertarian and sound fairly libertarian, but then
at
on the other hand support
wars. At least in the 90s, Neil Bortz sounded very libertarian. He was opposed to Clinton's wars.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
so then when Bush took over, all of a sudden.
Bush took over. Well, now, you know, like, we have to have these wars because 9/11.
Terrorism. So it's just been frustrating to watch the term be sullied over time. And, I mean, this is almost a pinnacle. I mean, how much worse could it be? Who worse than General Michael Hayden?
Barack Obama is now a libertarian.
I thought Hillary Clinton was a libertarian now.
No, please don't tell me she's used that word, has she?
I don't know if she has used that word. I was trying to troll Daryl there.
Okay.
No, I have heard some people use the term in such a very broad manner to where everybody except for Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin are libertarians.
Yeah, I've got a real problem with
if
it.
You want to, you know, reduce any government budget by a penny, well, you're supporting smaller government, therefore libertarian.
Now, this Hayden character, I don't think, would have gotten on stage and said, I am a staunch voluntarist. He would not have gotten up there and made that statement because that would be easy enough to disprove. But because the word libertarian has sort of taken on all this baggage, anybody can just claim it, and as long
as they're recognizable, as
long as they, you know, are libertarian on one issue, that seems to be good enough for a lot of people to just accept that.
That's part of what Gary Johnson's entire presidential campaign was on in 2012 was be a libertarian with me if you agree with me on one issue, whatever the issue is. If you agree with me, you're a libertarian.
So, Danica, were you ever a libertarian?
Prior to, you mean like being racist? Well, no, I grew up in a very conservative Republican household. And then as I got older, I started feeling more independent because I could see some issues the Republicans had, some issues that the liberals had. And then as I started getting to Ron Paul in college and I started paying more attention to it, that's when I started turning to more liberty-minded from libertarianism.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts. You think this guy, what are your thoughts on this Hayden character? It's ridiculous to me. 855-450-FREE in the term libertarian. I mean, do you still use it for yourself? Do you feel like it's been worn away? It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Pledge of Allegiance stirs controversy at a Maine high school, Portland area, I think.
That is correct.
Danica, you have the story about that. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. We've also got this ridiculous story coming from the Ron Paul Institute, I think it was, Daryl?
Yeah.
Where I think the article is actually fairly well written, just kind of poking fun at this guy. Former NSA, former CIA guy, Michael Hayden, the NSA director. Was he also the director of the CIA as well? Did you say that?
He was the director of the NSA, the principal deputy director of the National Intelligence, and director of the CIA from 1999 through 2009.
This guy is a bad, bad man. I mean, this guy is as government-oriented, as state-oriented as they could possibly come. And he's claiming to be an unrepentant libertarian. Wasn't that the word he used? Unrepentant?
Unrelenting.
Unrelenting. Okay, well, that's very similar. An unrelenting libertarian.
I'm scared now.
Is the most ridiculous claim I could possibly even imagine. I mean, at least Barack Obama could claim that he did something for gay marriage or... what was it? Gays in the military. That was what Barack Obama did, even though that's not particularly
that
libertarian.
That was Bill Clinton.
Was it? What did he do? Didn't Barack Obama do something libertarian? I felt like he did something at some point.
Well, the don't ask, don't tell thing was kind of, like, done away with, but that wasn't Obama's doing.
Okay.
That was Congress.
He did
and
come
he
out.
He like signed it.
Obama did come out and admitted to smoking pot, right? And then,
right.
then proceeded to not actually do anything to reschedule marijuana.
No.
Also said, and maybe a little bit of blow. And as Penn Jillette has mentioned several times, if you're saying you've done a little bit of blow, then you've done a lot of cocaine. Because if you've only done it once,
you don't do a little bit of blow.
You'll say, I tried it once. It was the most messed up thing I've ever done.
That's a great point.
If you do it a lot, oh, yeah, I've done a little bit of blow.
Mm-hmm. So is there more to share from the Ron Paul Institute on this?
There is not.
Okay, so Michael Hayden claiming to be a libertarian on stage in a debate with Judge Andrew Napolitano. I mean, who could take this seriously?
And just to remind people that, you know, may not have heard part of the last segment, this is the same guy that, quote-unquote, joked about having put Edward Snowden on Barack Obama's targeted kill list.
Yeah, what an awful person.
And told Dianne Feinstein that she was being, quote-unquote, emotional when she was critical of the torture program.
I want to make it clear. I wasn't claiming Barack Obama's a libertarian. I was just trying to argue that Barack Obama would be less offensive claiming as a libertarian than this guy is. I mean, head of the CIA, head of the NSA. This guy is as bad as they come. At least Barack Obama can claim he was a mere senator prior to being president.
Right, right.
So share your thoughts with us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And if you want to get some Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin, go visit ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or in Canada, ExpressCoin.com will hook you up with cryptocurrencies. All you have to do is send in a money order check or send them a wire transfer. Go to ExpressCoin.com. They've got great rates, and the rates are 0%. If you use coupon code FTL, then you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee. So don't forget to use coupon code FTL over at ExpressCoin.com. That, again, is ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got an app for your smartphone, which you can download easily over at ExpressCoin.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So here's a story about just a quick, kind of a quickie here from St. Louis. Post-Dispatch, STLtoday.com, Tom Schwietch, Missouri's Republican state auditor and formerly leading contender for the governor's office in next year's election, died Thursday after apparently shooting himself in his Clayton home.
Wow.
The sudden death of the second-term auditor shocked and saddened the state's political establishment and roiled the race for governor barely a month after it began. Clayton Police Chief Kevin Murphy told reporters in a news conference Thursday afternoon, quote, what we know at this point suggests an apparent suicide. He said there was nothing to support anything other than that at this point, and that the man died from a single gunshot wound. He said he didn't know whether Schwietch left a note. The chief said an autopsy and investigation is pending. Earlier in the day, police told the Post-Dispatch that Schwietch's wife was in another room of their house when she heard her husband making phone calls, followed by a gunshot. Schwietch had been shot in the head, said the source. A 911 call was made from the home at 9:48 in the morning, 7 minutes after Schwietch had left a voicemail requesting an interview with a Post-Dispatch reporter. So he calls the media, this very newspaper that's reporting on this, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, calls the reporter, and then 7 minutes later, someone calls 911, presumably his wife, to report that her husband has shot himself.
Do we have any sort of audio of the message left? I mean, was he in distress or anything? Did he sound perfectly normal? Any indicator like that?
You know what? They actually do have the Post-Dispatch actually has the voicemail here. I will do my best to pull it up. Let me tell you a little bit more about the story. According to the report, Schwietch was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead, et cetera, et cetera. The Post-Dispatch interview, which was also to include an associate press reporter, was set at his Clayton home for later in the day. So why would he set an interview for later on? Here's the call.
It's a Tom Schwietch calling. You can have a reporter here at my house at 2:30. I'm willing to speak to both Post-Dispatch and to the AP only about this matter. I would give a brief prepared statement, which we would videotape, and then can answer questions from your reporter. This is only for you two, and I hope you'll not make it known that I'm doing this. But give me a call. call and let me know if you can have somebody here at 2:30. To me, this is more of a religion story than a politics story, but it's your choice on who the reporter is. Thanks. Bye-bye.
He definitely sounds like he's having a tough time.
Distressed.
Yeah, his voice is shaky there.
What I was thinking when you had mentioned this story earlier is what sort of political scandal is this guy involved in? Because generally it's political scandals that lead politicians to kill themselves.
But they don't kill themselves very often, right? I mean, like, how often does this happen? In fact, I don't think it happens often enough.
Yeah,
but how often does it happen? Because, you know, I don't support people going out and killing politicians, but when they off themselves, I mean, who can really complain about this?
Well, and that brings me to another question. Was he already dealing with a lot of stress? Something really bad happened?
Well, it's stressful to run for political office.
Obviously, but I mean more than just the typical day-to-day life of a politician. Was there stuff going on at home? Was there, you know, was he getting some sort of threats from the outside? I mean, what was causing him to be so distressed?
And you'll note that in his voicemail, he said that this is a religious issue.
Yeah.
Not a political issue. And there's a story over at People that asked the question, did Missouri politician Tom Schweitz shoot himself over rumors that he is Jewish?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That just doesn't seem like a reason to kill yourself.
So I've not had a chance to read the entire thing. You know, the first several paragraphs are basically recounting what was said in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It talks about the voicemail that was left. So, you know, I'll definitely wind up scrolling through here when I get the chance.
There's a little more here later on in the story, just kind of skipping down where everybody's like, I didn't see it coming. He was so nice. You know, the usual stuff that you hear.
Apparently no history of any sort of depression or anything like that.
I mean, if so, it's not being mentioned here thus far. In several conversations via text and phone in the days leading up to Thursday morning, which is, again, is yesterday, Schwietch told the messenger that Hancock mentioned to people in passing that Schwietch was Jewish. Hancock, I guess, is John Hancock, the newly elected chairman of the Republican Party there in Missouri. Schwietch wasn't Jewish. He is a member of the Church of St. Michael and St. George, an Episcopal congregation in Clayton. Schwietch told the messenger that he believed the mentions of his faith heritage were intended to harm him politically in a gubernatorial primary in which many Republican voters are evangelical Christians. He said his grandfather was Jewish and that he was very proud of his connection to the Jewish faith. Your thoughts are welcome here. 855-453. Why did this guy shoot himself? And was he planning on doing it in front of the media but then chickened out?
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with Extend
what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your REM is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at Free Talk Live. com. You know, if only more politicians would have the level of conscience that this man, Mr. Shwiatch, has in order to finally take himself out of the gene pool and make the world a better place by putting a gun to his head and pulling the trigger. At least that's allegedly what has happened in Missouri with this Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tom Shwiatch. The story from STLtoday.com. He has taken himself out after calling news media, calling the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the AP, inviting them to his home Thursday afternoon, 2:30. He said he wanted to have a chat with just those two reporters and talk to them about some sort of religious issue more so than a political one. And then ultimately took his life 7 minutes after, allegedly took his own life. His wife was home at the time, apparently. 7 minutes after leaving a kind of distraught sounding message. I mean, you could definitely tell in his voice. We played the audio back a moment ago. You could definitely tell he sounded like he was having a difficult time. And then again, 7 minutes later, he pulls the trigger and he's gone. So I just found myself wondering, was he actually planning, was it Bud Dwyer was his name, Daryl?
Bud Dwyer, the former state treasurer of Pennsylvania, who had just been convicted of some fraud and bribery corruption thing, had also just gotten reelected as treasurer, and 2 days after taking office called a press conference and started a prepared speech, stopped the prepared speech in the middle, and called up several reporters of various TV and newspapers and handed them envelopes that contained the full prepared speech. That's how they know that he stopped in the middle, because they wound up, you know, like, here's the entire speech. And then he pulled a handgun out of a large manila envelope and said, If you're easily offended, please leave the room, I believe is what he said. Put the gun in his own mouth, backed up against the wall, and pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty shocking. I mean, if you've ever seen the video, of course, you know, media was there. So there's video of this happening. Obviously, it was a surprise to everybody in there, and so I find myself wondering if that's what this guy was planning. You know, was he planning to do another Bud Dwyer, where he calls the media up, brings him to his home, and then puts a gun in his mouth and kills himself in front of them? Because, you know, maybe he just decided that he didn't want to go through with that. Maybe after he hung up the phone, he just kind of had second thoughts and decided, I don't want to do that. And
well, he also got a voicemail instead of actually getting the reporter on the line.
Do you think if he actually talked to a person, it may have stopped him from...
I don't know.
From allegedly committing suicide.
The reporter from the dispatch, Tony Messenger, is quoted as saying, had I not ignored his phone call at 9:41 Thursday morning, I was doing a thing at my kid's school. Mm-hmm. I might have been the last person to talk to the man who wanted to be governor. In the end, he called me, perhaps because he didn't have anybody else. Nobody in his party wanted him to hold a news conference suggesting that there were anti-Semites in the Republican Party. He told me, I won't back down. I believed him.
Well, that's interesting. So that was maybe what the possibility was for this.
Right, because he said this is a religious issue, not a political issue.
Well, it could have been that, he was frustrated religiously and wanted to take himself out. I don't know.
Right, but there had been the rumors circulating throughout the Republican Party that was started by the chair of the party saying, you know, Tom Swietch is possibly Jewish. His grandfather was Jewish, even though Swietch himself went to an Episcopal church. And then Hancock, that's the guy who's the head of the party, said until recently, he told this to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, until recently I mistakenly believed that Tom Swietch was Jewish, but it was simply a part of what I believed to be his biography. No different than the fact that he was from St. Louis and graduated from Harvard Law. While I do not recall doing so, it is possible that I mentioned Tom's faith in passing during one of my many conversations each day. There was absolutely nothing malicious about my intent, and I certainly was not attempting to inject religion into the governor's race.
So there you go. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I just thought it was an interesting story. You know, a politician kills themselves. It doesn't happen very often. The only one I can think of is the Bud Dwyer. There must be someone else who's done it, but, you know, the Bud Dwyer one.
There's definitely more. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah, neither can I.
But Bud Dwyer's definitely the most famous or most infamous case, because he did it in front of the media.
So you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Nobody knows at this point why this man did that, but it certainly sounded like he was pretty upset when he left that voicemail for the Post-Dispatch reporter. So you draw your own conclusions. There's another suicide-related story here for you, since we're on the topic. It's from nypost.com. This one's tragic. I mean, a politician offing themselves, well, you know, gene pool improves. But this one's really sad, because this is a person who is actually a productive member of society. This is a person who is providing a product, providing services to people out there in the marketplace.
And, you know, it may sound insensitive to say this, but when I saw these headlines, it made me think of something that you would probably see on TV. You know, everything is coming into a close. They're about ready to catch the guy, and then, bam.
Oh, you're talking about the story I'm about to tell you
about?
Exactly,
yeah. It sounds like something straight off TV.
The owner of Dell's Maraschino Cherries. This is a real story from nypost.com. The owner of one of the country's largest maraschino cherry companies fatally shot himself Tuesday as authorities raided his Brooklyn factory. Now, this guy, you know, he was about to get arrested and probably go to prison for a long time, and that could be one reason why he did this. A suspected massive drug front, say the so-called authorities. Dell's Maraschino Cherries owner, Arthur Mandela, age 57, stood by and nervously watched as authorities spotted suspicious shelving in a storage room in his Red Hook facility. They then opened up a door to the false wall behind it, and the smell of marijuana wafted out, say law enforcement sources. Mandela immediately, quote, asked to use the bathroom. He went in the bathroom and boom, a source said, before shooting himself once in the head. Mandela told his sister, quote, take care of my kids. Investigators later found three large bags of pot stashed behind the fake wall at the landmark business which Mandela's grandfather started. He's suspected of using part of the factory as a grow house, sources say. Mandela has been trying to reinvigorate his cherry business at the site, which sells to big chain restaurants like Red Lobster, Buffalo Wild Wings, and TGI Friday. The company has recently become infamous with locals for turning sugar-addicted neighborhood bees red after they sipped on the syrupy sweet confection. Authorities wanted to get a warrant to search the place after being tipped off that it was a front for a marijuana business. But when they couldn't, they decided to try to do an end run through the Department of Environmental Protection, sources said. Well, this sounds really, really scummy. Investigators from the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office and the Department of Environmental Protection were technically searching the place for possible violations involving the dumping of waste when Mandela killed himself, said sources. So the DEA couldn't get a warrant. They had no evidence except for basically a tipster, somebody snitching on him. They then used the government regulator, the Department of Environmental Protection, who apparently, they don't need a warrant. You've got a corporation approved by the government, and they can just come in there anytime they want and poke around. So they come in there and start looking around, and what do you know? They find a false wall, and behind that, a bunch of marijuana. Mandela started out cooperative and calm during the several hours long search until officials reached a room storing covered up vintage vehicles, including a Rolls Royce, Porsche, and Harley Davidson motorcycle. There they found the weird shelving and magnetically operated secret compartment behind it in the wall. This does sound like a movie, doesn't it?
It sounds like something that...
To the Batcave!
Right out of Breaking Bad.
Behind the secret compartment, investigators discovered an entrance to a dugout basement filled with three bags of marijuana. And I don't know how many bags or how many pounds of marijuana were in these bags, but I would hope, it's not like three small bags or something like that for all the effort that this guy went through. As soon as that door cracked, the aroma of marijuana was overwhelming, said the source. It looks like a cave, like they dug it out on their own. After Mandela shot himself with his .357 Magnum handgun in his personal bathroom and EMS was called around 1 p.m., authorities also recovered hundreds of thousands of dollars from the facility. Law enforcement source said this, and tell me if you believe this one, quote, "Poor guy. In this day and age, you can do no jail time for marijuana. I don't know why he'd do that unless there's something worse down there." 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the Pledge of Allegiance and more on the story.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write "worms" in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.